SBS στα ελληνικά.
At a bus station in a rundown New Jersey town, Daria, a Polish immigrant cleaning lady, is done talking about feelings. It's time to talk money. With her husband Max, Daria left Poland in the early 1990s to chase the American dream. But the Ironbound of New Jersey is not the dream they imagined. After 22 years and 3 relationships, Daria negotiates for her future with men who can offer her love or security, but never both. One of these men is Tommy, played by Greek-Australian actor Alex Tsitsopoulos, who is with us today.
I previously did a production based on the life of Nikos Kazantzakis, and we performed that last year, and that was a tremendous honor for me, but also quite a daunting task to try and portray this legend, icon. This will be my second production with Q44, working with opposite some great artists, and directed by the same director who directed me in Kazantzakis, Suzanne Haywood, who's fantastic, and acting opposite Gabriella Rose Carter, who is the creative director of the company. And that's been such an amazing, special experience. You know, she's incredible. So I urge everyone to come and see it. It's going to be fantastic.
Alex, my first question is one of Daria's statements at the play. She says, "What is most important in this life is this thing you have that no one can take from you." Do we have things today, Alex, that cannot be taken from someone? Or is there a price tag for everything?
This is a line that's spoken by Daria, who's the protagonist in the piece. It really hits the crux of her impetus for that drives her through the play. So this is her greatest need and her greatest love that she has, and she holds it quite dear to who she is, you know. So I think it is something that each of the characters have, something that they hold quite dear to themselves.
But I think you say at some point that there is always something that we think it's precious, but we can give it away or someone can take it to us forcibly. Do you have anything inside you that cannot be taken?
It's interesting. I think that which is precious, I don't know if you can truly possess it. I think you do possess it, but you have to give it. You have to share it. Whatever that thing is, yes, it's yours, but it's also to be shared. I don't know. I think there's something almost paradoxical about that.
At some point, she tries to negotiate a deal with you, with Tommy. She will accept him back if he pays a few thousands of dollars. Money is what she wants, because without money, she says, there is no security. Why is money the most important thing today? Is it the most important thing today?
It's an inevitable issue that we all need to confront, and I think we all have different ways of confronting it. Someone like Daria, who's coming from a war-torn country, and she's coming to a place like America, of course this is going to be a huge issue for her to try and secure herself financially to survive. It's understandable. It's important, but it's not the most important. And this is what the play also sheds light on, that it isn't. There's other things that are more precious. People, human beings, love.
You are a cheating boyfriend. At some point, you're a bit abrupt with her, or many times you're a bit abrupt with her. You lecture her, you make endless excuses, you're always yelling to her. And whenever she tries to say something, you stop her, you know, because there is some kind of argument. So do you believe this play is about a weak woman in an authoritarian masculine world?
Not at all. If anything, it could be perceived as the opposite of that, about strong women and perhaps men who are not strong enough to take responsibility for their life. And so they make excuses. And definitely, I think Daria is a character that's very, very strong-willed and has a lot of resilience and spirit that drives her to survive and to confront Tommy for his infidelities.
How difficult for you was to establish a career with a Greek surname?
I have felt somewhat of an outsider in a way, because it is a foreign name. It's not an Anglo-Saxon name. And on top of that, it's a name that's difficult to pronounce to the English speaker. So I have felt those pressures. However, I think that things are changing now in that there is there's more diversity in casting in terms of people's looks, in terms of people's names. And I don't really feel that anymore. And I don't know whether it could be a sign of the times, but it's also maybe the fact that I've already established myself enough as an actor where it doesn't pose as much of an issue now.
Where is your family coming from in Greece?
My father grew up in Athens. My mother, she was born here, but my grandparents are from Samos. But they actually left there as children. They were refugees. They grew up in Jerusalem. They had an uncle who was an archbishop for the church. And it was in Jerusalem, the Greek Orthodox Church, and was in Jerusalem. And they grew up there. And then they met, and then they migrated from Jerusalem to Melbourne in 1950. And then my mother came over back to Greece and met my father in Athens. And then they got married there and then they came back to Australia. My parents were big advocates of the arts. My mother's always been a patron of the arts. Theatre, music, ballet, museums. She's always loved the arts. So for her, when she saw that her son was interested in performing, it was very easy for her to embrace that and encourage it. And my father as well. He grew up with Kalitechnis, you know what I mean? So all his friends were either musicians or, actors and this kind of thing in Athens. When they saw that I had a proclivity to the arts and to performance, they were very embracing of it. They put me into drama school when I was an adolescent and I started doing theatre. So that's how it all started.
Can you tell me about your future projects, you know? Mm-hmm.
I'm working on a new series, exciting new series for Netflix. It's the first Australian Netflix production series. It's called Tidelands, and it's filmed here. It's being filmed up in Queensland. You could describe it as a supernatural crime drama.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.